Here we go, lovers of broadcasting. This is News Talk Tonight. I'm Jim Richards. Representative George Santos skipped a White House reception for new members of Congress. Apparently told reporters he was too busy practicing. Of course, he says he's the starting linebacker for the Kansas City Chiefs this weekend. Marjorie Taylor Greene says she would love to be Donald Trump's running mate. You're not the only one. So would comedy writers around the world. And finally, John Williams, congratulations, receiving his 53rd Oscar nomination. Man, I don't get it. John Williams pulls out his stick and waves it around and he's a hero. But Louis C.K. does it and he's a pervert. I'm Jim Richards.
News Talk Tonight is on with your host, Jim Richards, on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
A lot of blowback on that one at 7:10:10, and rightfully so. Man, sometimes, Andrew, I shouldn't read those jokes that you write. Oh, man. Andrew. He's the technical director and responsible for all of the controversial things that I say. Andrew, of course, who's new here. We were talking and have been talking about I really got a kick is the wrong word. Elise Mills from Vancouver said she can't get that moved over what's going on in Toronto because in Vancouver, it's been way worse than that for a good long time. And she says, if you don't do something, Toronto's going to turn into Vancouver. You know, we all think of Vancouver as this very quaint place, but clearly it has a drug problem. It attracts people from right across the country because of its weather. And she says what we're dealing with right now is nothing compared to what they're dealing with. So what happened in Toronto today? Well, there's been more stories, but basically the mayor of Toronto makes an announcement.
I know many people who use the TTC. The passengers are anxious and even scared. And they must know that we are doing everything we can that will be helpful to address their concerns and to make sure everyone remains safe and feel that their security concerns are being addressed, knowing that there is more to do.
So the other thing that I would say, and it sounded like he was trying to pass the buck earlier this week when he said, well, what's the province doing about this? The Minister for Mental Health and Addictions, I know that our morning show on the iHeart Talk Radio Network was trying to get him on the other day. He didn't have time to come in on the radio in Toronto where there appears to be a crisis, but he did have time to go on the air in London, Ontario. And I don't know that they've got the same situation there, but he just wanted to talk on Bellette's Talk Day about all of the great things that they're doing, which politicians are really good at. You do a radio show and they'll go out of their way and say, hey, can we talk about this new thing that we're doing? But when they're in it and in it deep, they don't want to talk about anything. So that is curious to me. And hopefully we can hear from the province on what they might do, because I do think mental health is a bit of a problem here. Here is the chief in Toronto about what they are going to do on the TTC.
Our plan aims to have upwards of 80 police officers in place throughout the city's transit locations every day. These deployments will focus on reducing victimization, preventing crimes of opportunity, and enhancing public safety.
I think that they had to do something, and I don't really want to criticize this, but I do think it's just going to be window dressing given people who have mental health problems, we know from stories in the past, aren't really deterred by a badge. So we thought we would talk to our friend Chris Lewis, who earlier today I called Carl Lewis. I'm sure they both get confused quite often, but Chris Lewis is the former commissioner of the OPP. Chris, thanks for your time.
My pleasure, Jim. And I've been called Carl before, actually, by Premier McGuinty, who introduced me at an event once as his good friend, Commissioner Carl Lewis.
Oh, that's really funny. Have you ever fought Sylvester Stallone?
No, absolutely not.
I've got the right guy, right? That's Carl Lewis?
Well, I think it was Carl somebody. I don't think it was Lewis. The Carl Lewis was a big, tall sprinter.
Oh, you're right.
The U.S. Olympic team.
Oh, you're right. Yeah. Okay, I got the wrong guy. What do you think of, because Because the tragic story of the 89-year-old woman who was kind of pushed by the individual and died, that didn't happen on the TTC. So with mentally ill people being a problem on the TTC, do police and their presence change anything or just make people feel more comfortable?
Well, I think it will change something. I mean, even people who are suffering from mental health are probably less likely, unless they just want to get caught, of doing it in front of police. Will it totally stop it? Absolutely not. But it certainly will. It should have a positive impact. And certainly people that are nervous and afraid to travel will feel better when there's police in the area. It's the age old argument. How many cops can you put in a line before ultimately, you can stop something and you could go on forever trying to, and you're never going to totally stop it, but it's going to have an impact, I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay. And it looks like most of these police officers are going to be offered overtime to do this. So I honestly, if you get these people, again, small number of unhoused people who might have a mental health crisis at that time, if you get them off transit, I'm not sure how that solves a problem if we do have a problem with them being violent, because as we said earlier, some of these interactions have just been on city streets.
You're right on the money. I mean, really, it's like crime problems. You drive the crime out of a community, they often start taking root in another community. So if you're suffering from mental health issues, and obviously some of these people are, and that's behind it all, does that mean if they're not doing it in front of the cop in the subway that they're not going to do it on the street in Toronto? For sure. I mean, this whole mental health problem requires a real serious strategy. But in the meantime, trying to put cops out there to prevent some of it is really the only option the police have.
What kind of training?
It's bigger than the police.
We know that there's been a focus on the training the police are having for interacting with people who are mentally ill. And I have to say that for the most part, I think they do a fantastic job. We all freak out about the ones and twos of stories when things go sideways. But think of all the interactions that police have on a daily basis, coast to coast across this country, where there aren't those stories. So what is, do you know what that training is like, Chris?
Well, I know there was a time there was none. Really, not a lot, some awareness. But over the years, it has increased, and it's being able to identify people that may be suffering from a mental health issue and a danger to themselves or someone else. And then it's how to approach and talk to people. And, you hear about kind of de-escalation and talking to folks in a way that's not going to further agitate them in order that you can try and steer them into some help mechanism of some sort. As opposed to just, okay, get out of the way here, we're handcuffing you and hauling you off. That hasn't worked very well. So let's try and talk people into getting help and, get them to get in the car voluntarily and go to a facility voluntarily, as opposed to having to get into a big lock them down, drag them out, fight.
Yeah.
And people get hurt that way.
I guess my point is that you can put all the police you want on the TTC. It's not going to stop that violence if this is more than a blip, unless there is more help to outreach to these people with mental health solutions.
Right on, Jim. And you and I talked about it, I think, last week, that those mental health services and agencies have been cut and cut and cut over the last 20 years. And as a result, there's not many of those folks out when, in fact, the need for mental health supports are greater than they've ever been.
Yeah. Chris, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Anytime, Jim. Thank you.
That is Chris. Don't call me Carl Lewis. I was going to say bigger people than me have called him Carl Lewis. But I just decided that Dalton McGuinty is not a bigger person than I am. There's not a chance. So I rescind. I take that back, that bigger people than me have made that mistake. I'm backing up and I'm rescinding that. Let's get your phone calls on what should be done with this perceived problem with homeless people who perhaps are mentally ill on the streets of, it could be Ottawa, it could be Montreal, it could be Toronto. 1-855-633-1010. Your call is next.